Hey, greetings everybody. It's Brother Tupos with
Sister Amen.
We are coming to you right from
the Gospel Wagon.
We're in the Gospel Wagon from Gospel a preach wagon. We just did.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, we hope you're having a great day. We just wanted to bring you a quick edification audio. We had an awesome day at an art fair and a farmer's market, kind of a combined thing.
Preaching the gospel.
Yeah, and we walked out. Within 10 minutes, Brother Kuo had a young 20-year-old man standing there listening. He said, I'm so glad I met you. I'm glad you came out here. I'm looking forward to reaching out to talk to you. It set the tone for the day.
Yeah, that's
and
awesome.
I think we decided we had 8 or 9 people that were kind of seekers and listened.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that, definitely. It was pretty awesome. I spoke to quite a few women. A lot of them were really, really brief conversations as to going by,
yep.
But it was enough to give them truth. They didn't push back. And
yeah.
A couple men that were listening, and I referred them over to the brothers.
Yeah, we got to walk up and down all the areas and preach, and then we stopped at a couple places and just stood there. And people walked right up, to us to talk, and
yeah.
So that's why we hold gospel signs so we stand out. That's why we preach so people can hear.
Yep.
Sometimes we just walk and hold out gospel cards. So
yeah, it was like a real, calm, kind of mellow,
yeah.
Just a nice, relaxed.
Didn't have too many mockers today.
Atmosphere, yeah, not outright or anything. No.
Just, you know what I think it might have been? I have an idea. We had a lot of crummy weather. This was the first nice sunny day, and I think everybody just liked being outside in a sunny day. Maybe they were more mellow.
Could be, yeah.
It was a beautiful day.
And it is an older crowd, and maybe more of them distinguished, watching their behavior better and stuff. So either way, it was good.
Yeah, it was a good day.
Awesome.
We got the preach up already, the Punta Gorda Art Fair, so that's preach is already up. We also got our preach up on the Lift Church from Friday night,
yep.
So... both of those are up. They'll be at the top of the Ecclesia area.
Tons of edification.
Lots of audios, lots of videos.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully you're encouraged as you see the gospel go out and you see it done. What's your scripture verse, Sister Almond? When you see it done in this manner.
2 Timothy 2:24-26. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance, to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will.
Amen.
And I was pondering that verse, well, all of that in the passages, and entreating people, talking to people, calling out to them, asking what they're doing in their life. What if they gain the whole world and lose their soul?
Yeah.
What are they seeking after?
Yeah.
And I got to talk to quite a few women who said, oh, I got it, and they were nice, and I kind of called them out in a gentle way, and it sparked a few conversations.
Get them to test themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, go listen to those audios, and I think you'll hear preaching that is kind. It's entreating them. It's showing love. Now, when we get a false pastor or we get somebody that pushes against sin and claiming Christ, yeah, they get a rebuke.
Right.
We have to give them a rebuke. The Bible also calls us to rebuke.
Oh, yeah.
But we're trying to be loving. We're trying to be making a case. We're trying to entreat them, in some cases begging them, please consider your fate. Your life is but a vapor. What are you doing? You're wasting your life like we used to do. We're no better than you, but Christ has changed us. So we try to go out and invite them to the marriage supper of the Lamb that's coming, and we try to do it in a way that, yeah, the world, the people of the world hate it. Like a lady today said, quit shoving it down our throats. Well,
yeah.
We're just walking and talking. I didn't have my amp on. There's a man playing a saxophone with an amplifier blaring it. Nobody said he was shoving his jazz music down people's throat.
No.
So it's the message, not how we do it. But most people either ignore us, or a few people will come up and listen, and we get to talk. We talked to a lot of churchianity people today and set them on the right course.
Amen.
Rather than having them be deceived. Many of them talk about having a relationship with Jesus and not even talking of repentance and not even talking the biblical gospel. So we get to set a lot of people straight.
Right. Yeah, I was thinking about that. You just said, life is but a vapor, and I'm standing there. And we're down here in the wintertime where a lot of snowbirds are, a lot of old people.
Right.
And I was thinking about Brother Tupos. You know, when he's preaching to a bunch of old men, he says, there's a bunch of old men like me. Well, I was thinking about that about me today.
Yeah.
I'm up in that older age bracket.
Yeah, you're on your way to 60.
I gotta tell you, sisters, I was thanking the Lord today for my age, because it puts me in a spot to where I can relate with the older people, I have knowledge and wisdom for the younger people.
Yeah.
And, you know, I kind of flashed back when I turned 30. This was before Christ. And I was like, what's the big deal? Everybody's saying, once you turn 30, it's all downhill from there. Well, it was nothing then. And I remember the pride and vanity I had when I was younger, and I feared getting old. But I'll tell you what, it is a blessing. Power.
There's a lot of benefits that come with getting older.
And knowledge. Yeah. And I want to be able to share that with everybody. So, I don't know, I was watching all these old people, and I was telling them, we're all closer to death.
I think there's only one downside to getting older when you know Christ. Your body hurts more.
I was going to say
that's physical, about the only downside, because everything else is plus side is you're closer to eternity.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting wisdom. Yeah. You get a standing in the world. You get experience. So I think there's only that one downside.
But that downside, God lifts us right up over it while we're working for him. Yeah, he does.
So far, it keeps us moving on.
Yeah, he does. So I just want to share that, you know, look forward to that age, sisters, as you're growing older.
Amen.
Because it's closer to the Lord, and you can also use that more for his glory.
Yeah,
that's
amen.
What I
amen.
To share.
So yeah, it was a great day. Check out those preaches, and I have a scripture verse I want to share. We see this every time we go out, because here in America, we're surrounded by churchgoers. Paul says this, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, that means to test. Rebuke, that means to correct. Exhort, that's encourage, with all long-suffering and doctrine. That's what we do. And that's this part. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts they shall heap up for themselves, having itchy ears. That means they don't want to hear the truth. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. That verse, those verses kind of encapsulate what we do out there.
Amen.
We encourage, we reprove, we rebuke, we make full proof of our ministry. We're loving our neighbors. That's what we do out there.
We do.
For the glory of God.
You know, we're blessed to do that.
Amen. I look forward to our next preach, which tomorrow, if the Lord wills, we're going to have a gathering online tonight, helping a young couple that want to seek the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Tomorrow, if the Lord wills, we're going to go stand outside a Mennonite church, I think.
Let's see.
We'll see if the Lord wills.
Yeah, amen.
All right. Anything else, Sister Drummond?
Just hold fast, strive on, and look to the Lord, for he is worthy and he is everything. He's our all in all.
Amen, amen. And that verse I talked about talked about doctrine. Make sure you're striving for sound doctrine by which you are saved. Go look up 1 Timothy 4:16. Why are we saved by sound doctrine? It's the truth. Christ is the truth. The word is the truth. The spirit is the truth. You got to be in the truth. And everybody thinks they can have salvation outside of the truth. Mm-hmm. No, Jesus said in John 17, thy word is truth, and we're sanctified in the truth. Yeah. Get in the truth. Let us know how we can help you. Don't Perish does that.
Right.
We're there for you. We love you all. Hold fast till we come again next time.
Lord willing.
May God be praised.